They're better educated and more likely to be employed and active in the labour market, and yet migrants in this country experience higher levels of poverty and higher housing costs. The reasons are examined by the ESRI in a monitoring report on integration. The Institute compared outcomes in the areas of employment, education, social inclusion and active citizenship. The report co-author and senior policy officer at the ESRI, Ciara Murphy, is here to tell us more. Ciara, you're very welcome. I know you publish these reports every 2 years and you look at the outcomes for Irish and for foreign-born residents. Let's talk some of the positives, first of all, and tell us about your findings in relation to this positive engagement you talk about around employment and around society.
Yeah, so what we really see is higher employment rates, higher labour market activity rates than the Irish-born, for example. And that's, you know, a relatively standard finding, and it's changed a little bit over time. What we see is that migrants are more affected by shocks. So employment went down more for migrants during the COVID-19 pandemic, but it's now recovered to above the pandemic levels and to above the Irish level as well. Mm. So, you know, really, and it's not surprising because a lot of people migrate for work. It's one of the main reasons for migration.
They're highly educated, yeah, aren't they? And yet they are struggling to find an employment that's commensurate maybe with that level of qualification that they hold.
Yeah, that seems to be what the findings indicate. So the migrant population in Ireland is particularly highly educated. So we're talking about 59% of migrants of working age have a third level degree versus 42% of Irish. And if you look at certain subgroups, like people from Asia, that turns to 79%. So really, really high levels of third level education. There's quite selective migration to Ireland. So, you know, people coming in on critical skills permits, mm-hmm, that traditionally is a lot of how people come from outside the EU. But then, yes, we're seeing these on the other side, really high housing affordability issues and higher poverty rates, in particular for the non-EU group. So when you look at housing affordability, 37% of migrants in general, so anyone born abroad, pay more than 30% of their income on housing costs. And that's compared with 9% of Irish. But when you look then at the non-EU group, 50% of them are paying more than 30% of their income on housing costs. And when you look at risk of poverty after housing, and this basically looks at, okay, it's one thing if someone is paying a lot of a high salary on housing, mm, but are they then left with very little money afterwards? 38% of migrants fall into that category versus 19% of Irish people. And for the non-EU, it's 45%. So you're talking about almost half of migrants being at risk of poverty after their housing costs. So housing really pushing people into income poverty.
And Ciara, can we talk about the whys of this? For example, with this level of qualification, are they not able, in many cases, to get the employment that is equal to the qualification they have?
So, I mean, it's a little bit tricky because it's not necessarily the same people, but it does seem like the same groups are experiencing these quite contradictory things. And there's quite a lot of factors involved there. So language is one of them, of course, you know, and you see, for example, there's quite a high proportion of Brazilians in Ireland who come to learn English. So maybe they're working in jobs that aren't commensurate with their skills. They might have postgraduate degrees. That's just one example. So language is one. Recognition of foreign qualifications is another that's been flagged kind of repeatedly in this work, and frameworks around that. Discrimination, of course, is another one. So there's a lot of stories, and the sectors people work in as well might also be part of the picture.
And then the higher housing costs. What's the why around that?
So the very clear why is exposure to the rental sector. So when you look at these statistics on the rental sector, they're much, much, much more likely to be in the rental sector. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about 57% of migrants in the rental sector versus 14% of Irish, and they are much less likely to own their own homes or to be in social housing. So in the surveys, 77% of Irish people own their own homes and only 37% of migrants.
Do they pay more, though, for housing, for rental or for buying than an Irish person, an Irish-born person would?
It seems so. So the housing affordability factors would indicate that it is. So you're talking about very high exposure to a rental sector that has affordability issues, and they seem to be paying more for the housing as well.
Are they being exploited?
That we can't really say, and it's very difficult to say. There is, like, the RTB does research on that, but what we can say is that they're paying very high costs. They're very exposed to quite an unstable and quite an unaffordable sector. So home ownership, for example, provides stability.
And despite these enormous obstacles, there's quite a good degree of active engagement with society.
Yes. Sorry. So we see, you know, quite high levels of volunteering, for example, and also we see increasing engagement with the electoral system.
Although slower ability to get a foothold.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Look, Ciara, thank you very much for coming in. Very interesting study. That's Ciara Murphy, Senior Policy Officer with the ESRI.